older age. It's weird. The number just keeps going up.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's crazy, man.
That sucks for you.
It's happening to you, too.
No, it's not.
I can't wait till you're this age now. I'm gonna bring you up this conversation.
It'll be different.
No, it won't. It'll be the same.
It'll be really different.
It'll be the same.
It won't.
I'm like, hey, what's your age now, Brandon?
Like, what's yours?
I'm like, at that time, then I'm just old and it's fine. But you'll be dealing with your changing and your mortality at dying. Like, we're all going to die.
Yeah, but it's like your own anniversaries, you know, for birthdays at that point. Like,
yeah,
you're celebrating your 16th birthday anniversary. I'll just be 30.
Sam, how does it feel to have your birthday be yesterday?
Oh, it's really good that my birthday was yesterday. You know, birthday things, things that I know for sure I did because my birthday was yesterday.
Really?
So, yeah, it's crazy, honestly. All the things
I missed it bad.
Ooh, man, this is going to be a good episode.
It's going to be a great episode. Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie. This is Brandon. That is the birthday boy, Sam.
Yaddy, yaddy.
I mean, his birthday was yesterday. But
yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it is Tuesday today.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
It is.
That's what today is.
Today is Tuesday. Yep. Yeah. It's clearly Tuesday.
Yeah.
And these are all birthday balloons.
Why do you...
does say Central Eagles on it, but that's my birthday. Oh, okay. Birthday balloons.
Why do you guys keep saying that as if it's not your birthday?
We know yesterday was my birthday.
Right.
Yeah. We recorded this today, and we just put it up immediately, because Maddie's an excellent editor.
Yeah.
And fast.
She's very so fast. Quick.
Hours of content, you know, very fast. You guys make it seem like your birthday was not yesterday.
It was yesterday, man. Now you're making it a thing. I believe it's always been yesterday.
Okay.
You're crazy. It wasn't yesterday.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Brandon.
Wait.
You're chaotic, not neutral.
You're evil.
You're evil.
You're chaotic evil.
You're chaotic evil. You're not neutral good or whatever you were saying.
You're wearing it on your head. That's chaotic.
That's chaotic.
That's normal.
No, it's not normal.
You guys.
Guys, putting it here. Where it belongs. That's neutral.
No, because it needs to be on the outside.
No, it's actually, I mean, it's supposed to be on the inside.
You're about to cut diamonds with that, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sam, this is your birthday, but...
I know, I can do whatever I want. It was yesterday, but it's the whole week.
Oh, you
know,
my gosh.
We do birthday weeks here.
So let's get on to this first story.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for wearing the joke bikini my friend got me? What do you guys think?
For wearing it?
Yeah.
That your friend got... No.
It depends on if she's like voluptuous, you know?
Uh-huh.
If she's wearing like a little tight joke bikini and like a boyfriend's there or something. He's like, look at those milkers, you know?
Mommy milker.
And then it's like, man... But nah, she not.
Okay, no.
Because we're in that situation right now. You got us these joke bikinis.
You allowed us to wear these.
Yeah, so this is about us, maybe? Did we write this about you?
I might have gone into the future.
Oh, man. Okay,
I'm excited. Maybe one of you guys went to the future.
Oh, start out the reaction channel. Oh, my God.
It's trippy.
Am I the asshole for wearing the joke bikini my friend got me? So it was my birthday a couple months ago. I had a party, got some gifts. My friend Mandy got me a super cute bikini. I liked it, said thanks. She had ripped the tags off, but whatever. Anyway, went to a community pool with my roommate, wore the bikini, got into the water. Roommate immediately is like, girl, I look and see that this bikini is now kind of see-through. Ha ha, good joke, Mandy. Anyway, Mandy invites me over to a place to hang out with her and her boyfriend and a few others. Most leave and we're still hanging out, and I'm like, hey, what if I get in your hot tub? I go change after them, and I meet her boyfriend in the hot tub while she's getting drinks. I hop in, and immediately he's looking at my chest. I pretend I don't notice and just make, you know, small talk. She comes out a few minutes after and just looks in shock. Eventually gets in and says, is that the one that I bought? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. I wear it everywhere. Make up some stuff about how I wore it to the beach, some party with lots of guys, etc. She's just like, oh. We were in the tub for 20 to 30 minutes, eventually get out and change. She approached me after and was like, I'm sorry, I thought you'd notice, but it's kind of see-through. And I'm like, why did you buy me an effing see-through bathing suit? She's like, as a joke, wait, you knew? And so you spent the last 30 minutes flashing my boyfriend on purpose? I reply, I'm just wearing the birthday gift that she got me. Anyway, am I the asshole?
Okay, so she knew that it was see-through and she did it on purpose in front of the boyfriend?
They both did.
Wait, wait. So we're just going to skip over the fact that I called that? Like, I mean, exactly? What?
I didn't want to say anything because I would have ruined the story, but I did read the story and I was like, wow, that's very accurate.
Oh my God.
Your bug eyes are going crazy.
It's all in these.
Interesting. Okay, that's an interesting story. Well, because I don't get what the joke is buying someone see-through, like, bikinis. Like, what's the joke?
It's not really a joke. It's more like a, you know, if anything, like a mean make fun of you.
Yeah, like butt of the joke.
So she knew that she was buying her friend a see-through bathing suit, and then she thought her friend would notice and not wear it. But her friend's like, no, I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to wear it around your boyfriend. And then the fact that even when, like, she was wearing it around her boyfriend in the hot tub, she still didn't say anything. Like, what? You're not going to tell her, like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but it was a joke, but I can totally see everything right now. And apparently not.
I don't think she's the asshole for doing it, though.
No, absolutely not.
I think it's fine.
Her friend's mean.
Yeah, like, her friend's mean.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that? And then, especially if that was the only gift you got her, bruh.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, you get your friend's joke gifts, but you, like, say it there, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, ha-ha, this is crazy.
She let her go out.
Yeah, and then she's like, she just... Or did she mention, did she mention when she got her the gift, she was like, oh, it's see-through?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
So, yeah, I don't understand that at all. Yeah, you just have a mean friend, and
yeah,
you
she was
got
just,
her back.
She was saying that when she got her the bikini, she ripped the tags off, so she couldn't even return it if she wanted to. So, yeah, she was like, fine, I'll just wear it. And then she was, you know, with her other friend, and her friend is like, that's totally see-through. And so she kind of did it, like, maliciously to get back at the friend. So I don't really think she's the asshole.
I like it.
Yeah,
I think she's petty.
That's the perfect, like, redemption arc.
Yeah, it's like, that'll teach you not to give me anything see-through.
Fake gift.
Yeah.
And I wish I was one of their friends who was also there at the party.
You're like, I would have loved to be a part of the joke.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that. I'm like,
see the gift.
If anyone wanted to highlight them and, like, point at them, I would have been that guy to do that.
Like, when you joke, you're supposed to laugh, though. Like, that's no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a joke. That's what I'm like. I don't get how it's funny.
Like, a couple years ago, Maddie got me a joke gift. But I think it was just so random that it was funny. But for my birthday, she got me, I remember because she put in the card, some juicy gossip, and it was a magazine. A picture of a white family, and it was just a stock photo that they put in picture frames. And then a kitchen towel. And I was like, I still have all of them. Except for the Juicy Gossip.
It was the juiciest magazine ever. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I don't think it was, too. I think I read it, and I was just like, yeah, this is...
He's like, I'm looking for the gossip.
There's not even various very bad gossip. It's like very standard stuff.
This is
like kitchenware.
Very dry gossip, if I could be honest with you.
See, that's what I do, because I'm like, my friend's daughter, I always get her gifts every year, and I'm like, I always get around stuff. Like, this year I got her, like, well, I got her a real gift. I got her a $100 Switch gift card, but then I got her a squash. I got her two sponges. And I forgot, there's something other random, but I'm like, that's funny. Like, you get them a real gift, but you also get them a jokey things that are dumb and weird. So I'm like, it's weird just to give someone something bad, not even mention it, and then, like, she's going to be embarrassed when she wears that.
Yeah, that's no gift. She's not a good gift giver.
She's not a good friend, because she wasn't, she was, yeah, like, the friend was the butt of the joke. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And if anything, her joke, gag, gift, butt of the joke gift got thrown back in her face.
Because her boyfriend said.
And her boyfriend's face, you know, mommy milkers.
That boyfriend didn't say anything.
That boyfriend
said. And they stayed in the hot tub for another 20, 30 minutes.
I know, that's funny that they stayed there that long. But the girlfriend was like, okay, I think I'm ready. And he's like, no, let's just stay here for.
I can't stand up yet.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, we're gonna, I just.
You
can't.
Go. I'm going to be in here. She'll probably still be in here, too. You leave her, you go.
He's like, I'm actually really thirsty, babe. Can you give me, like, something to drink?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a coffee or, I don't know.
Something anything that takes you 10 minutes, 15
minutes
to make.
That takes you a long time to make. Maybe,
know?
Like, a souffle, if you have any. If you don't, can you make one?
No, it's just, like, he's just, like, brutally honest. Like, I want you to leave the hot tub. And I'm specifically going to hit on your friend because she has a see-through bikini. And it's the one you bought her. But I'm going to do it. And I need to tell you that. So please leave.
It's like, well, he's the asshole too, but he was honest about it. That's crazy.
You know, I think if I'm in the situation, if I'm the boyfriend, I'm mentioning it. Because I'm like,
oh yeah.
I wouldn't just like stare at her friend's chest the entire time. I'm like, hey. I mean, I would probably look for 30 seconds. And then like, hey, you know your top see-through. So then I'm out of trouble. So there's nothing with me being wrong. Because he's playing. He didn't say nothing either. He's playing a game.
He's playing the long game.
He's playing. That's crazy. She's going to get mad.
He's like, do I say something? But then if I say something, she knows I was looking. But if I don't say something, then she's just in the hot tub with a see-through bikini on. I need to
no,
say
something. No, you can't play that card like, if I say something, she's like, we all know you looked. There's not a thing. If someone's boobs are there, you're going to look. So you might as well just come clean.
Even if it's not like blatantly look at them.
Yeah,
you're going to see them through the side of your eye.
You've seen them and you probably looked at them.
I mean, maybe he's afraid of the girlfriend. Because like, if a girl that's mean enough to put their friend in a
see-through
bikini, it doesn't. Yeah. I don't think it's going to end good for him.
Yeah,
maybe. So we're moving on to the next one. Am I the asshole for my response to my sister's boyfriend's brutal honesty?
What is up with this episode? Why do I like, I'm like seeing into the future right now.
Okay, what is this one?
Brutal honesty. I feel like it's another one of those situations. He is the a-hole. He's the a-hole. He was too brutally honest for no reason. Like, there's brutally honest, but then there's, I'm saying this because I know it's going to hurt
yeah.
you.
Yeah, there's brutally honest, and then there's brutally honest. I'm being brutally honest right now. I'm sorry
yeah.
you can't handle it.
Yeah, there's some people who just want to be mean, but they hide behind it being true. Like, I'm like, you don't have to say everything.
Right.
Yeah.
My female 35 sister, female 27, started dating one of those brutally honest guys a few months ago. He can be quite rude and make some backhanded comments about me and my family sometimes, which is bothersome, but my sister says he's not malicious and he's just brutally honest and we should get used to it. I visited my parents' house to celebrate my sister's birthday, and my husband couldn't come with me because he was busy. After the party, we all sat down for dinner, and my sister's boyfriend said it was weird that my husband and I don't have kids, despite being married for 6 years now. I was shocked that he brought this up, but I gave him a short answer stating that it's because of fertility issues, and he asked on which side. I didn't want to answer, but my sister said, oh, it's on my side. I got uncomfortable as he looked at me for a second and then said that maybe not having kids now is a good thing because he thought women over 30 might produce defective babies due to age. I told him it's none of his business, but he said that he was just giving his honest opinion, and that's all. I, in return, told him while maintaining eye contact, trust me, if I wanted an asshole's opinion, I would have farted. Literally, everybody at the table bursted out into laughter,
that's
and
good.
My sister and her boyfriend were stunned. few seconds later, her boyfriend excused himself outside, and my sister followed, then sent a text after they left saying that I was mean and disrespectful towards her boyfriend and insulted him maliciously just because he stated his honest opinion. She also said that I ruined her birthday by being petty and making her boyfriend the joke of the night in front of the family. I didn't respond, but she demanded an apology via mail as soon as possible. Oh my God. Mom agreed that I shouldn't have said what I said and should have just ignored him, knowing how he is. Am I the asshole?
I'm 2 for 2. I just wanted to put that out there. So yes, but I'm 2 for 2.
Yes, she's the asshole?
No, oh wait. The boyfriend is.
Okay.
What I was saying. My original theory, I'm 2 for 2. That's crazy.
Am I right, guys?
No, I hated that.
Am I right?
No, I hated that.
It was supposed to be, my birthday was yesterday, and that made me uncomfortable.
So. Whew, that was a, that was a great response.
No, that's
if
probably.
If I wanted an opinion from I'm an asshole, what no, did she that, say?
Yeah, if I wanted an opinion from that.
If no, I wanted an asshole's from, opinion, yeah, I would have farted.
Yeah.
Wow. That's bars.
That's
right there.
Straight up bars.
That's bars.
That is good.
She tough. She cut from a different cloth.
Do you think she had that in her pocket?
Yes.
Or did you think that was original that she came up?
I feel like I've heard that before, okay, but I've the fact that it. She had it in her pocket to say that, because I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But you know, I you like forget it. It.
Yeah.
But
no, because if she had that in her pocket, she is literally she has the hardest rap career. Ever like
is this
just,
Meg? Did Meg write this?
Hey man!
Oh no!
It's Meg.
I didn't know Meg was having family drama. That's crazy.
And it was a group of people there too, so he's like trying to shame her in front of people. I'm like, she clapped back like that's on you, buddy. He probably was like, yeah, I get away with saying things because it's honest. You know, like I think, I'm like, who cares, bro? What you think? You have nothing to do with this. Why did you have to say that?
I think the thing that got me is the sister's like, it was his. Opinion. It's like, yeah. Then why did it matter?
You ain't a doctor, man.
But I think too, like, she did to him what Thanos did to Hulk. She put that man in his place and he didn't come back. I was like, yo, let's go. That's, yeah, I like that. That she real cool for that one.
See, Brandon really admires Thanos. He talks about Thanos
a lot. He did nothing wrong.
He thinks that he's actually a good guy in it. I always think it's a problematic statement.
Half y'all need to go.
That's why you're chaotic evil.
He's into genocide for whatever reason, and that's just Brandon's thing.
No, I don't. Genocide is like a group of people, right? Like a certain group of people?
Yeah, he took out half
the world. That's almost worse than genocide.
That's, yeah, we on that level. That's what we need to do.
So you're like, oh, it's not bad when you're not targeting based on a specific thing.
Yeah.
But just disappearing a bunch of people.
Half y'all need to go. That's cool.
What if it was you, Brandon?
Anything.
What if you were snapped away?
What if it was me?
Y'all gotta go. I gotta go. We all gotta go.
Man, you know, he changed.
He was
he
really
swayed
quick.
Me.
Yeah.
You actually, I'm on your side now.
No.
Some people gotta go. No, you're right. There's too many people. Some of us gotta go.
We should have never gave you a birthday podcast.
Hey, man. Hey, it's my birthday. Hey, some of y'all gotta go. And I mean that. No, man, you're right. Man, that's my cousin.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Some of y'all gotta go, but you guys also gotta let us know in the comments that they're definitely wrong. Don't be Team Thanos. This is crazy.
Some of you have to go.
You know, I'd love all of you guys to stay. I don't know why they're snapping you out of existence. And I guess they're snapping the rest of the episode. This episode's about to disappear, guys. We'll see you next week. Happy birthday, Sam.